Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. I want to talk to you today about foundations. And what I mean by foundations is the foundation of your business. And a business is nothing more than a set of systems. So this podcast is really for those of you who are like me, who are a systems junkie, who likes process, who likes structure. I know for myself, I flounder if I have no structure. And that was one of the biggest problems I had when I started my VA business, because I had no structure. I had a name, but I had nothing else for my business. And so for those of you that are like me, the ready, set, launch philosophy that a lot of other VA trainers and coaches teach doesn't feel right and scares you. I'm not saying that the ready, set, launch isn't good for some people, but for those of you who are like me who need structure, it's really not the best way to go. And I could argue that without having systems and foundations in place, you have a shaky business model, because the foundation is what your business is built upon. Shaky foundation, shaky business. So what do I mean by a foundation? Foundations are just the systems and processes that run your business. They give you the structure of your business. What do I mean by structure? Well, that could be, for instance, the four key business systems that I talk about, which is, you know, your sales and marketing and delivery and your operations. And those four systems are pillars of your business. They are the foundation of what your business rests on. If you have crappy processes, you have a crappy business. I mean, there's no really other way to say that. So your key business systems, the stronger they are, the stronger the foundation of your business. And you're setting yourself up for long-term success, for a profitable and sustainable business, not a fly-by-night business. So those four key business systems are crucial, and they work together to run your business. And that's the beauty of an online business, is those foundational systems embrace technology to automate things so you don't have to do it all the time. So the benefits to you is, if you're somebody who craves structure, these business systems will give you that and give you a very rock solid foundation for your business. The benefits to your clients is that they can see that your business has a strong foundation and that you're professional. You're a professional business owner. You're in it for the long haul. You're not in it for quick cash. They also can see, if you start your business and you lack structure and systems, when you sign them, you don't have a contract, or you don't know how to pay them, or you don't know how to track your time. That's because you're lacking the foundations that your business needs to run efficiently. Okay? So to me, the biggest mistakes to avoid is, if you're a systems person and you crave structure, is to do the ready, set, launch philosophy. What you need to do is invest time and energy in setting up the foundation of your business, those key business systems. The other thing that I see with that ready, set, launch philosophy is there's a lot of hype around that. And I'm not saying every one of them, but a lot of them are just hype. You know, make $30,000 in your first 30 days with no skills, working from home in your pajamas. Okay, but they don't teach you any solid systems or foundations. Most of it's filled with hype. So just realize that to build a solid, sustainable, long-term business, it takes time. It's just like building a house. Okay, you can't just go out and set a house up on a dirt lot. You can, but your house is going to fall apart over time. It's not in it for the long haul. What you need to do is pour a foundation, a cement slab that holds your house. Well, think of your business systems as the foundation of your business. Think of it as that concrete slab under your house. Do you want to be in it for the long haul, or are you in it for the short haul? It's your business, your choice. It's your life. You choose. But for me, I wanted to replace my soul-sucking job with a business that would give me the life that I craved. So I'm in it for the long haul, and I didn't want my business to fall down and I have to rebuild it because I didn't set a solid foundation. So those key business systems are so crucial. And your clients see, if you're scrambling to put stuff together behind the scenes, don't think your clients don't see that. What
what you'd rather have for them is when they sign on, you have processes in place and they're going, wow, this is awesome. She knows what she's doing. It's a professional feeling that they get from you, especially if you want to charge premium rates. You need to make sure that you have a solid foundation and that you're appearing professional to those clients. Now, hopefully this has given you some ideas. Like I said, this is really for those of you that are like me who crave structure. For those of you who do the ready, set, launch philosophy, I think that's great. But there's a lot of us that are like me that need that solid foundation to get themselves, get their feet under them, because they're in it for the long haul. They're in it for a long haul, a sustainable, profitable business. So I'd love to hear from you. What do you think? What systems do you have in place? And if you're interested in learning more about the foundations of building a long-term sustainable business, make sure to check out my new program called the VA Success System. Provided a link below. It's a unique system that really focuses on building a sustainable long-term business using key business systems. So thanks for listening. Feel free to subscribe if you haven't already done so. You can find this podcast on all the popular podcasting platforms. I release new ones each week. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye.